This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has visited the eastern city of Bakhmut, the scene of some of the most intense combat since Russia invaded. He met Tuesday with troops and praised what he called their, quote, resilience and strength as artillery boomed in the background. For his part, Russian President Vladimir Putin hailed the courage and self-denial, quote unquote, of his forces in Ukraine, but he did so at a ceremony in an opulent and glittering Kremlin hall. Afghanistan's Taliban-run higher education ministry on Tuesday suspended access to universities by female students until further notice, drawing strong condemnation from the United States, Britain, and the United Nations. UN spokesman Stefan Duharik called it another broken promise from the Taliban.
We have seen since their takeover, and also in the past months, just a lessening of the space for women. Not only in education, but access to public areas, their non-participation in the public debate.
Foreign governments, including the United States, have said a change in policies on women's education is needed before it can consider formally recognizing the Taliban-run administration, which is also subject to heavy sanctions. Millions of jubilant fans turned out Tuesday to welcome home Argentina's World Cup winners led by Lionel Messi, but most were left disappointed when an open-top bus parade had to be abandoned due to the massive crowds in favor of a hastily organized helicopter tour. Large crowds of fans cheered on their heroes along every meter of the planned 30-kilometer parade route in Buenos Aires. This is VOA News. The United States is demonstrating its policy of, quote, extended deterrence against North Korea. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
The United States flew nuclear-capable B-52 strategic bombers and F-22 stealth fighter jets near South Korea on Tuesday. It was part of a demonstration of U.S. extended deterrence against North Korea, according to South Korea's military. Seoul's Ministry of National Defense confirmed that South Korean fighter jets also participated in the drills. It's the Allies' latest show of force toward North Korea, which has hardened its rhetoric toward the United States and South Korea and conducted a record number of missile tests this year. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Nurses in Britain went on strike Tuesday for the second time in a week as they seek better pay to keep up with the soaring cost of living. They join ambulance crews, railway staff, passport officers, and postal workers, all also planning work stoppages. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
The strike involves up to 100,000 nurses from the Royal College of Nursing Union, which said it would give the government 48 hours after Tuesday to respond to its demands or face another strike next month. The union is asking for a raise that puts their pay 5% above the inflation rate, a figure the government says it can't afford. Nursing Union Chief Pat Cullen says she is willing and eager to sit down and talk things through.
They need to find a room and bring me into it.
British Health Minister Steve Barclay said Tuesday he's happy to talk.
We're keen to talk. We're engaging with the trade unions.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Suspense is mounting at the U.S. border with Mexico about the future of restrictions on asylum seekers after the Supreme Court issued a temporary order to keep pandemic-era limits on migrants in place. Conservative-leaning states want a reprieve as they push to maintain a measure that allows officials to expel many asylum seekers. Chief Justice John Roberts granted a stay pending further order with restrictions slated to expire Wednesday. U.S. law enforcement seized more than enough fentanyl to kill all Americans in 2022, the Drug Enforcement Administration said Tuesday, underscoring the deep threat of the deadly man-made opioid. The DEA said it had captured more than 50 million fake prescription pills laced with fentanyl and about 10,000 pounds of fentanyl powder during the year, calling it the equivalent of, quote, more than 379 million potentially deadly doses. The DEA said fentanyl, which caused only a fraction of overdose deaths a decade ago, is now the, quote, deadliest drug threat facing the country. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.